Hi, we're glad to have our young and beautiful vegan chef Rigoberta Frey here with us. So before you start to show us the wonders of vegan food cooking, what's the best way to advocate veganism?
People's stomachs, cooking for them.
You bet.
And just being honest and talking about what it takes to live the lifestyle, but mostly through cooking for them.
Rebecca, thank you for being here with us. Are you ready to show us your tasty gourmet cuisines?
I am. Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to share my recipes with everyone.
Sure, let's get started.
Great. Hello, welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. My name is Rebecca Fry. I'm a vegan natural food chef from San Francisco, California. Today I'll be preparing a recipe called the Comforting Millet and Vegetable Bake. We'll be using millet, which is a lesser known grain, but it's delicious and very nutritious. It's a grain that is very easy for our bodies to digest, and it's a nutty, sweet tasting grain, slightly yellow in color. We'll be using that in a bake with some really nice fresh vegetables, and it's a really lovely side dish. So let's get started. I'm going to start by sauteing our vegetables. Put this on medium to high heat. And we're going to be using grapeseed oil today. Grapeseed oil is really great for sauteing because it can withstand high heat. So we'll be using 2 tablespoons here. And we'll move this around to coat the pan. And as soon as that gets hot, it's almost there, add in onions and let those start to soften. Using both yellow and red onion, just for a little taste and color differentiation. Move these around to get coated in oil. And here I've got some cleaned and sliced cremini mushrooms. The cremini mushrooms are going to add a really earthy taste and texture to this dish. And as you can see, we're starting with 2 cups of spinach, and it looks like a lot, but it's really amazing how much spinach will wilt down when it's cooked. So this will come to about a quarter of the size of what it is now. But spinach is very nutritious, and it's important that you actually cook spinach because spinach has an oxalic acid to it when it's raw, and cooking will neutralize that acid. But if you don't cook spinach, that acid can actually block the absorption of other nutrients. Okay, our onions are starting to soften. So I'm going to go ahead and add in our mushrooms. And now move these around and coat them in oil also. And now I'm going to add the garlic. You wait a few minutes to add the garlic so it doesn't stick to the pan and burn it. Now, while these are cooking down, we're going to open up a can of fire-roasted diced tomatoes. Tomatoes are my all-time favorite food. Very sweet, and I use them in many dishes, but the fire-roasted has an even better earthy roasted taste to them that go along well with these flavors. So we want to drain off the liquid here. Give this a little stir, and you can start to smell the onion and garlic and mushroom coming together. It smells delicious. Now I'm going to add in some zucchini. We've got fresh chopped zucchini. You want to cut those pretty small so that they'll cook down pretty easily. Now at this point, I'm going to go ahead and season our vegetables with salt and pepper. Always use fresh ground sea salt as much as possible. Much healthier than your regular table salt because it has all the minerals from the sea. And fresh ground black pepper as well. You could also add in beans at this point if you wanted to add in some protein to this dish. Now we're going to start adding adding in our spinach by the handful and allow it to wilt down. This is baby spinach, so it'll start to wilt down fairly quickly. So a little bit of heat does it. Spinach is one of my favorite greens. I try and incorporate it as much as I can. It's really a delicious, mild-tasting green. And I'm going to start to put in some of the tomatoes, too. The liquid in the tomatoes will help to wilt down the spinach as well. So we'll start to get this incorporated. So this is really the filling of this casserole. And as it bakes, the filling will kind of soak into the millet, so it'll give the millet a really lovely taste. And we'll add in a little bit more spinach. And I'm going to re-season it at this point. As you're adding ingredients, it's important to continually season your dish as you're building the layers. I'm also going to add in some red pepper flakes just for a little added heat here. And we'll add in the rest of the tomatoes now. You can see all the colors coming together and it smells delicious. One other ingredient we've got here is fresh chopped basil. We're going to use about half of the basil now and we'll save the other half to garnish towards the end. Love the smell of fresh basil. So as you can see, this dish has a bit more of an Italian flavor profile. That basil instantly changes the dish. You can smell the aromatics. It smells great. It's good to keep it constantly moving, too. Helps some of the water that's being released to cook off as steam. As soon as this is done cooking, we'll be layering it with the millet in the casserole dish, and then we'll set it in the oven for about 20 minutes. Evolved into the way I eat and the way I cook, and it all started a few years back when my dad actually suffered a very tragic illness, and he survived it, but it was a heart-related incident that really made me interested in learning about food and something's going on with food when it interacts in our bodies. And in my studies, I came to find out that veganism is really the healthiest way to eat and live. And along that journey, I started cooking and really discovered how delicious and easy vegan cooking is. So now I want to share that with the world. I really want to spread the message through one-on-one cooking classes and public cooking classes. And I really feel like once you show people how delicious food can be, that they'll learn and want to do it for themselves too. So I'm going to start cooking the millet now. It does take a little while for this grain to cook, about 30 minutes, so we want to get it going early. Here I've got 2 cups of millet. This millet has been rinsed. Oftentimes there can be a filmy coating on the outside that can come out tasting bitter, so for best results, always rinse your grains before cooking. So we've got 2 cups of millet. We'll add to our saucepan. And for this recipe, we want the millet to be extra moist, so we're going to use 4 cups of water. So we'll add this to the pan. And we want to bring this up to a boil first. We'll cover it. Once it reaches a boil, we'll reduce it to a simmer, and we'll let it simmer for about 30 minutes until all the water has been absorbed. So our millet has finished cooking, and you can see all the water has been absorbed. And as I mentioned, we want the millet a little bit more moist of a texture for this dish. So it's really perfect right now. It's important when you're cooking grains that you don't add salt till the product has been cooked. The reason why is that if you add salt in the beginning, it actually can toughen the grains during the cooking process, which you don't want. So we'll wait till the end to add our salt and pepper. And now we're going to add in nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast is a great ingredient for vegans, and you want to have your nutritional yeast, which is an excellent source of B12. Also, very nutty and almost cheese-like in its smell, so it's a very, very delicious seasoning to use as well. So we're going to add in a third a cup of nutritional yeast to our millet. You can smell the aroma already. It's delicious. So we're going to mix this really thoroughly so that everything's incorporated. Okay, great. So now we've got a casserole dish. I'm going to lightly grease this, and we'll use grapeseed oil. And just put a little dab on a paper towel and just rub that around the bottoms and the sides of the pan. This will help to make sure that the millet doesn't stick to the pan too much during the baking process. Now we're going to take 2/3 of the millet that's cooked here and press it into the bottom of the pan. So take your spoon and spread it through the bottom of the pan. And press down gently as you do this. Okay, so you can see the millet has been pressed into the bottom of the pan. Now what we're going to do is add our vegetables on top of this. It's important here that you lift the vegetables out of the pan so that you don't transfer the extra juices to the casserole. Millet is actually one of the grains, too, that is a gluten-free grain. So if you have an allergy to wheat, as many people do, millet is approved for a gluten-free diet. So as you can see, as I'm putting in the vegetables, they're kind of pressing down to help everything kind of be cohesive in here. You really want a good, thick layer of vegetables in here. So give it one more good press down. And now we're going to take the remaining third of our millet and put it on top. So you kind of want to scatter this around as you add it to the pan. Now we'll just kind of smooth it and press it around. It's okay if it doesn't cover every little bit of the vegetables, because that'll allow some of the steam to escape as it bakes, but you want to cover most of it. And this top layer of millet is going to get a nice crust and crunch to it as it cooks. So here's how it should look as you're going to transfer it to the oven. So we're going to go ahead and pop it in the oven at 375 degrees for 20 to 25 minutes. Okay, it's been about 20 minutes, so let's go check on the casserole. Great. It's all done. So we've got a nice crust on the top here and a little golden brown. So we'll go ahead and dig in. Scoop a nice portion out of here. And we'll just top this with some fresh basil. And there we go. There's our comforting millet and vegetable bake. So let's give this a taste. Make sure you get some vegetables and grains. It's delicious. The bottom level of the millet is soft and chewy, and the top is nice and crunchy. It's great. For more information and recipes like this, please visit my website, www.purelifechef.com. Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.